Trump fires back at reporter's Epstein question, "Are people still talking about this guy?" by Elizabeth Weibel on July 8, 2025. President Donald Trump fired back at a reporter who questioned Attorney General Pam Bondi regarding the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Department of Justice's DOJ memo regarding findings on Jeffrey Epstein, questioning if people were still talking about Epstein. During a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, a reporter asked Bondi to address theories that Epstein might have worked for American or foreign intelligence agency, and to address why a minute was missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of his death. Trump interjected before Bondi could respond and pointed out that there were more important issues, such as the recent flash flooding in Texas. "Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for American or foreign intelligence agency," the reporter said, continuing to ask for Bondi to say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the "Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?" Trump questioned. "This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking. We have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Are people still talking about this guy? This creep? That is unbelievable." Trump then asked Bondi if she wanted to waste the time to answer the question about Epstein, to which she responded that she did not mind answering the question. "I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration," Trump added. Bondi proceeded to explain that in February, during an interview on Fox News Channel's America Reports, she was asked about Epstein's alleged client list, and that when she responded that it was sitting on her desk for her to review, she meant the file relating to Epstein, along with the JFK-MLK files. "First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK-MLK files as well," Bondi explained. "Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were, never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that," Bondi added. "And, the minute missing from the video. We released the video showing definitively. The video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was, showing he committed suicide." Bondi continued to explain that every night the Bureau of Prisons resets their video, adding that every night should have the same minute missing. "What we learn from Bureau of Prisons is every night, they redo that video," Bondi explained. "It's old, from like 1999. So, every night, the video is reset and every night should have the same minute missing. So, we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night." The reporter's question regarding Epstein came a day after the FBI and DOJ released a memo that an investigation found that Epstein had committed suicide, that there was no incriminating client list, and there was no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions.